Chapter 30, Letter to My Mom and Dad and Darcy. This is a letter that I wrote to my parents when I was living in Singapore and is dated January 3rd, 1986. Letters are so revealing, and I'm just lucky that my parents saved them. Otherwise, I wouldn't have a clue as to what was going on in my head some 34 years ago. I know in looking back, I had success in the acting and modeling business every place I went, including Paris, Singapore, New York, Hong Kong, and Thailand. And I've wondered many times why. Why did I have so much success in these foreign countries that I would move to right out of the blue, places I had never been to before and where I knew no one with almost no money to operate? This letter is extremely revealing. I actually read it for the first time not long ago, some 34 years after the fact. Prior to reading this letter, I had zero clue as to what was in my head during that period of time in my life. I was 32 years old and I had quit drinking a year prior to writing this letter. Not all that long before writing this letter, I was living on a garage floor in the middle of winter in a Chicago suburb, penniless, jobless, alone, and depressed as my life had fallen apart. Now here I was, sober and living in Singapore and planning the next leg of my journey. To say a picture speaks a thousand words, and if that's the case, then a letter speaks a million, because a picture only shows the head, while a letter reveals what's inside the head. Here's the letter that I wrote to my parents from Singapore on January 3rd, 1986. First a typed version, and then the original. Dear Mom, Dad, and Darcy, I'm still in Singapore and will be for at least two more weeks. I've rented a room for the month in an apartment of a Chinese family. It works out very well, and I hate hotels. The weather here is so great, 75 to 80 every day, sandy beaches and lukewarm sea, which I swim in at least 3 days a week. Next week is very busy for me, thank God, and I should make enough money to continue my journey, including a TV commercial. I long to travel more extensively through Southeast Asia, and my next move will be north along Malaysia coast, stopping for a day or so at two or three special beach resorts, once in Malaysia or Thailand. Everything is so cheap that for $100 US, I can travel from Singapore to Bangkok, enjoying myself and living like a king along the way. And then through Thailand en route to Bangkok, where I can fly from very cheaply to Hong Kong, possibly stopping in Philippines en route. All money pending. Also, I will stop in Bangkok probably for a week or so. Time goes on, but I am accomplishing quite a lot and learning about the business, and especially about winning and persevering. My confidence is solid, and my vision, in parentheses, objectives, is getting clearer. It's really a tremendous experience in itself, starting cold in a place, marketing anew, and winning, succeeding again and again, overcoming failures and temporary losses to succeed again. I really believe that it's all a matter of will, and I won't stop or be stopped. I know that the real gain lies in the struggle. Success is just a matter of persevering to the end and not giving up. It also helps to have the support of family, and I'll never take that for granted again. Hope all goes well, and say hello to anyone who might care. I love you, and I'll keep in touch. Brad. End of chapter.